Welcome to Open Voice Audio Services. Please enter your conference room number followed by the pound or hash sign.
Services TLO. Remember I was telling you about that? So that's
a new credit flow company.
Yeah, except it's much more.
Conference room number accepted. If you are the organizer, press the star key now. Otherwise, please hold.
Yeah, so when we get the services, we're going to look you up first. And if we see anything, well, you know.
For a menu of available commands, press star 1. There are 23 participants in the conference.
Information as to why we're having this webinar presentation at this time. So, so you on the line?
I am. I'm here.
Hi, Gus. Thank you.
I'm receiving some of that same feedback.
Yeah, I'm going to. Again, please, can everyone please mute out your line so that we can go ahead and start the webinar presentation? Otherwise, I will have to mute everyone out.
All right, let's see.
I've got a couple questions, but I totally agree with it.
Can you talk now? I think we're going to get a little bit of feedback. I don't know whose phone that is.
I'm not sure either. Great. First, welcome everyone. On behalf of Fifth Third Bank, myself, my colleagues, and myself, let me assure you that PCM Bank is the very best home for the card portfolio. We look at numerous entities looking to purchase this portfolio, and was very quick for us to see PCM Bank rise to the top of that group. That end, I'm very pleased, very pleased, and we have some strong relationships with most all of you, and it is important to us that this goes to a home that we are confident will take good care of you and these guys are in. Say put a little bit about Karen Stevenson. Karen is vice president of client relations, and she has a very in-depth knowledge of PCM Bank programs.
Her level of engagement and passion to do the right thing is extraordinary.
By the end of this session, I'm sure you will be as impressed with her as I am. And with that, I would like to turn my phone back over to Karen.
Thank you, Gus. Hopefully the feedback won't be so bad because it's hard to kind of talk when you hear yourself saying stuff again. I think probably the easiest way will be to mute everyone out. So, again, I'll go ahead and introduce myself, but I'm going to mute everyone out so that we won't have any background noise. In the bottom right-hand corner of your screen, as we're going through the presentation, if you all have any questions, please type your question in there, and I will answer it as we're going through. Or at the end of the presentation, I will open up the line and then allow you all to ask any questions at that time. Because I think that'll make it easier for all of us so that we're not constantly hearing the feedback. So I'm going to mute out all participants. And again, if you have any questions, just type it in that screen. Okay, thanks again, Gus, for that nice presentation. My name is Karen Stevenson, and just to kind of give you some quick background with regards to myself and kind of how long I've been in the whole credit card industry and just the information that we have, but I've been doing this now collectively for a little over 20 years from working here at TCM, one of the larger financial institutions within the United States, and also working for about 10 years for one of the processors that processes credit card processing, et cetera. I'm located here in Tampa, which is where TCM's office is located, but I wear multiple hats. Not only do I work with our TCM agents, but I also work with a series of ICBA bank card direct issuers as well, and you'll hear a little bit about ICBA in a few moments. But here in client relations, we pretty much do it all. We try to make sure that we are a one-stop shop for all of our banks. We are the bridge between our agent banks and all of the internal departments here within TCM, but one of the good things about TCM is that not only am I accessible for all of our agent banks, but all of our departments also make themselves accessible to our agents as well. So hopefully you guys will get to know us very well. We plan to get to know you very well. We don't treat you as just a bank. You're now part of the TCM family, the overall family. We currently have about 650-plus agent banks within the TCM family, and now you all are also part of that as well. And, again, that is how we are going to treat you as such. We will, again, talk about the different regions and so forth and how TCM is set up. So, oh, and if you have any questions with regards to the presentation afterwards, I will be sending out copies of this presentation so that you'll have it if you need to share it internally with any of the other folks at your bank, as well as some additional information I'll send you all as well. And again, if you have any questions, please feel free. I'm sorry I had to mute out the phone, but I didn't want to continuously have the feedback. Type in your questions in the right-hand portion of the screen, or I will open up the lines at the end, and then I'll be able to take questions at that time as well. Wanted to give you some information with regards to TCM Bank. I know there's a lot of acronyms that you'll probably hear within our organization as you come to know us and we come to know you. But one of them primarily you'll hear us talk about is ICBA. And some of you all may be familiar with ICBA as that is our parent organization. The true meaning of ICBA stands for Independent Community Bankers of America. They are located in Washington, D.C., and their primary focus is just making sure that all of the legislation that's passed out of both the Senate and the House is community bank friendly. They are nonprofit, and all of their financing basically comes from the banks that are part of that organization. Today, I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of about 5,000 banks that belong or make up as part of the ICBA family. And again, some of you all are a part of that today. Now, ICBA does have what we call some for-profit entities that fall underneath their umbrella. And one of them is the ICBA Services Network. As you can see, that's kind of where TCM falls into place in that org chart. ICBA Bank Card, which is our next to immediate parent, they make a very affordable opportunity for community banks to be able to manage their own credit card program, as well as they have vendor partnerships for debit card processing, merchant processing if you would like to become an acquirer. They also have relationship with different vendors that also offer prepaid services, et cetera. And one of the things, like we say with client relations, is that we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop. So if you're a member of ICBA, and let's say if you call and you have a question about prepaid cards, if you have questions about debit cards, you can still call into client relations. Client relations is not just focused on credit cards. We're focused on the overall relationship of all of our banks that belong within our network and our organization. We also have calling officers that are assigned to each region that are part of the ICBA family. So potentially you may have a calling officer that may drop into your bank and talk to you about the different things that's available to you. Because not only do you have credit card or payment services that's available to you, you also have some other things within the ICBA organization that can also help to save your bank some money and so forth on different type of vendor processing. They also have the Senior Crime Stoppers. We have ICBA Securities, Reassurance. So, again, there's a plethora of different things that membership will afford you with regards to the privileges of being part of ICBA. So if you all ever have any questions, again, please feel free to reach out to us in client relations. That is part of what we do, part of the relationship management that we have within us to be able to get you connected within anyone within the organization and any questions that you may have. ICBA is the largest financial trade organization exclusively for community banks, representing and protecting, you know, basically all community banks, all sizes, all charter types. We have banks within just the TCM family where we have asset sizes as small as $19 million to $20 million, and we also have asset size banks as high as $8 to $9 billion. So there's a lot of different sizes and charter sizes within the family, not only of ICBA, but also within TCM Bank as a whole. ICBA Bank Card, as I mentioned before, as the for-profit subsidiary of ICBA, was established back in 1986. So again, not only do they provide the payment services piece, but they also have marketing. They also help with consultative support. helping them to brand your cards, credit cards, debit cards, again, a plethora of different things that ICBA Bank Card brings to the table. And then ICBA Bank Card owns TCM Bank, and that is now one of the privileges that the Fifth Third portfolio has, is that TCM is credit cards only. We don't offer any other products. So you don't have to worry about cross-selling or, you know, sending out additional information about any other type of products. Credit cards is all that we have, so that has become our niche. That has become our specialty. And within TCM Bank itself, you will have a multitude of people that have a lot of background understanding and specialty with regards to credit cards and credit card processing. That's where you will commonly hear us refer to it as a safe harbor. That's the terminology that we use with regards to being able to partner with you and not having to worry about your customers. Currently today, we have a little over 53 employees. As I mentioned before, we have 650-plus agent banks, totaling 217,000 accounts, and that makes up both consumer and business cards. And that's as of the end of December. We are a credit card-only bank. Again, as I mentioned, don't have to worry about cross-selling. We do have our own customer service center here in-house. This is a picture of kind of where we're located. As I mentioned before, we're in Tampa, Florida. Not only we're in Tampa, and if any of you all have ever had an opportunity to come down to Tampa, we're actually located right by what we would call the Courtney Campbell Causeway. We're about 10 minutes away from the Tampa International Airport. We sit up on the 7th floor. So, yes, this is our view every single day, all day long. We get to overlook Tampa Bay. So a very beautiful building. We definitely enjoy being here in this location. And we are on the 7th floor, but our customer service center is on the 6th floor because they've expanded since we started that process. And we opened them back in 2011. Again, we have acronyms for everything. So you will commonly hear us now call it as C3. It stands for Customer Contact Center. So our C3 facility has about 17 employees in it with a couple of supervisors and team leads. And they manage all of our incoming cardholder calls for both consumer and business. And they are staffed during the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And then they do work on some of the holidays as well. TCM, in case you were not aware, stands for Total Card Management. Again, you'll just pretty much hear us refer to it in acronym. And it helps financial institutions not only, you know, do credit cards, but we also help you in terms of promoting the brand and just making sure to limit your exposure and your risk. We offer both consumer and business credit cards with very competitive rates and products. And in the coming days, we'll talk about that a little bit more. This is going to be what we would refer to as the phase one of this project. The announcement has been made with regards to the acquisition. So our first step was making sure that all of the Fifth Third agent banks know TCM and become comfortable with TCM. Sort of our next phase will be then to go into the products, features and benefits, and that will be more of a one-on-one type of conversation with all of the banks. So you will look to hear from us in a one-on-one environment, talk about how you're set up today in the Fifth Third world, and then how potentially you'll be set up with TCM. But just so that you all know, it is business as usual. Nothing has changed at this point in time. Yes, the portfolio now belongs to TCM, but we're in what we call an interim processing agreement at this time. So, again, it's business as usual, so nothing's going to change with your cardholder's account. They're going to be able to continue to use it like they do today. You'll still be able to reach out to the Vanta folks to get help. Gus and Suzanne is also available, and Scott Wagner, they're available and helping us through this transition period. So don't want you guys to think that, you know, all of a sudden things are going to change and what's going to happen and who do I call. Business as usual. I want to make sure that you guys understand that, you're comfortable with that. That nothing is changing at this time. There, of course, are plans. We're going to be providing you all with a timeline once that has been solidified to let you know what the next steps are going to be. Potentially, yes, of course, cards will have to be reissued at some point in time because on the back of the cards today, it does say that it's issued by Fifth Third. So we will have to do some form of a reissuing so that customers will know that now TCM is the owner of those accounts. But again, that will be shared with you all in time once that has been completely solidified with regards to how we're going to proceed with that. And then we'll have more one-on-one conversations with you at your financial institution to understand that. But we do offer a rewards program for both our consumer and our business cards that consist of both points and cash back. We do have a fully branded customer experience, online application and digital payments. And one of the things I'm going to do in a few moments is to kind of show you what our online application process looks like. We do offer marketing materials, and it's complimentary. We have a rewards website, so customers can go to and they can redeem those points as well as to redeem cash back. And then we also have an online account management tool where customers can log in and be able to kind of self-manage themselves in terms of seeing their statement, making payments, setting up alerts, and so forth. The marketing materials and promotions, again, we have those. All of that is complimentary as well as our promotions. We provide the prizes. We provide the marketing materials for those. We typically do those at least once a year. We have what we call a corporate promotion where all of our agent banks can be a part of, and all you have to do basically is sign up. And then we have individual partnership promotions. So if a bank wants to do something just specific to them, specific to their employees, then absolutely you reach out to our marketing assistant and you go through that process and set up what we call a partnership promotion. And again, TCM will provide you with some prizes to be able to offer that to your employees. All of our materials, you can order them online. And then we also have what we call the quarterly newsletter, and that's something that I will share with you all in an email when I send out a copy of this presentation. And we do send that out quarterly. Client relations works hand-in-hand with our marketing department to send that out. But the way it's kind of designed, and I'm going to show you a little bit of that as well, is that the cover page is always something specific to banking, but it's not necessarily specific to credit cards. It's something industry-wide. So we pick a topic, and we write an article about it, and it helps our agents to be able to feel like they're part of the family. Our marketing representative, she also writes an article. Someone from our business development team, she writes an article as well. And then we have an area where we spotlight our agents. So if an agent is doing something special or specific within their area or their community and they want everyone to kind of know about it, we allow you to write an article, send it in, you send in pictures. We also highlight all of our promotion winners within there as well. We have a section where we celebrate all of the new agents that we sign. We celebrate those that have milestones such as 5-year and 10-year anniversaries. And then we also have an area that's called upcoming events so that you kind of know the things that TCM is working on and all the new different type of enhancements or features that we're going to be announcing in the marketplace, whether it's for the agent specific or whether it's even for the cardholders or any kind of changes. So that's the type of information that's found within the TCM newsletter, and I will make sure to share a copy of that with you. You have a dedicated client relations representative for all your program needs. I mentioned that to you with regards to the client relations team. There are three of us here, and we're going to be staffing up to adding on some additional staff as well. But we also have four employees that work in our Washington, D.C. office, and collectively we manage the entire United States with regards to all of our agents. We all have a region that we're responsible for. And primarily where you all sit at, you will be in my region. So you will get to know me very well, and I'll get to know you very well. We also have a calling officer, an ICBA calling officer, that we can reach out to if you have any questions with regards to ICBA, or even if you have some questions about membership. If you're not a member today and you're interested in becoming an ICBA member, we can make sure to have that calling officer reach out to you as well. So please know that we will always have somebody here to help you. We do have a client relations representative that stays as late as 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to help for those of you all that might be out on the West Coast and you work the later hours. We offer training. We do our own training here for all of our agent banks, whether we need to train you one time or if we need to do multiple trainings for you and your staff. That's available to you via webinar format. I mentioned talking about the quarterly newsletters with various topics will be within that newsletter. And with regards to underwriting, we're going to talk about that in a couple moments because one of the things, like I said, I did want to demo a couple of things for you all to take a look at. So I'm going to pause this for a moment and pull up our online application so that you all will have an opportunity to see that. right. So this is our online application. And what we do is we will provide all of our agents with a specific link. And with that link, we'll have your across the top, it will have your logo, and you can even include a tagline along with that. So that entire white space at the top is available to you. So we will provide you with the specs, and then you can send it back to us in the format that it needs to be. It can be in color. It can be in black. It's up to you. The template itself does come in a couple of different colors. It comes in this shade of blue, which is what we would refer to as dark blue. We have light blue. We have green, and we have a gray that's available. So if your website currently is within that color scheme, then as customers transition over to this link, because you'll have to make sure to build in the speed bump to let customers know they are leaving from your site, and you build in that speed bump, and then this is what they will see. So it'll have your bank name at the top. Customers will have the ability to either apply directly online, or they can choose to apply by mail. So if they apply by mail, it's going to open up a writable PDF. So the customer can type in their information, but they will still have to print it off, sign it, and send it in to us. Or again, as I said, they can apply online as well, and I'm going to show you the differences between the two. So you'll have this basic information at the front, again, so that they can see that. And then they can choose to either apply online for consumer, or they can also apply online for the business card as well. So if they choose to apply online for consumer, as I mentioned before, they have the option of applying now, or they can apply by mail, which is the password, which is the writable PDF that will pop up for them. So again, it just gives them some basic information. It does give them the opportunity to be able to learn more about the product, and it also gives them some quick information with regards to the rates, any intro rates, terms and conditions, etc. But all of these will come in an individual link for all of our agent banks. So it is customized according to the bank itself. Again, so it will have your logo, and it will also have what we refer to as an agent ID. That is part of the logistics that we're working out as to when this will be able to be available to you all. But as I stated before, it will be business as usual until we get to that point. But this is something, you know, an enhancement that will be coming to you guys in the coming days. Now, with regards to applications, just to kind of give you an idea, when a customer submits an application, the decisioning time is about 2 to 3 business days with regards to decisioning. And it really depends on whether they fax over the application to us or whether they apply online, because we do have some decisioning tools built into the online process. So this is kind of how the timeline or how it will go once the application is submitted into TCM. So if they submit it online, then that decisioning, it will go directly over into what we would call our underwriter queue. The customer will receive an email back basically stating that we have received the application and that it will be processed, and that they'll receive a letter, an approval letter or a decline letter, and it tells them in X amount of days. Those tend to be quicker, again, because we do have decisioning tools built into that. So if they meet our criteria right away, then the agent bank will receive an email that says, you know, Bob Smith has been approved. It will tell you where Bob Smith applied. Basically, it will say Bob Smith is from, you know, anywhere USA, and it will tell you that Bob Smith's credit line is $5,000. And that will give you an opportunity to pick up the phone and say, hey, Bob, you've been approved. If Bob Smith was declined, then you'll receive an email saying Bob Smith was declined, and here's the reason why. So it'll give you some, you know, it doesn't go into details because you don't receive the actual credit report, but it will say, you know, Bob Smith was declined due to delinquency or due to charge-offs or due to something, you know, those lines are unable to verify their identity, those kind of things. You have the opportunity to reach out to the underwriter to say, okay, what can I provide you to help to get, you know, Bob Smith approved? Or even if it's something as simple as we couldn't, you know, we couldn't CIP that customer, and then you can come and say, well, I'm willing to CIP them. You know, they belong to my financial institution. What can I provide you with? And sometimes it's simply we'll send you this form letter. You fill it out and you get it back to us, and the customer will be approved. So you, like I said, you'll be able to reach out to the underwriter either by phone or you can correspond with them by email. to be able to get customers approved. We do have pretty close to a 50% approval rating on all of our consumer applications. But again, a lot of that is demographics. We have some demographics in some cities and states where the approval rate is much higher. I have a bank here in South Florida. Their approval rate is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 86%. So again, it really depends on where you're located at times and you know, just the different demographics within your community. Business accounts tend to take a little bit longer simply because sometimes there's more involved with regards to the information that we'll need from the company, whether we'll need additional financials, if we're underwriting the business, or if we're underwriting the principals of the company, we may need some tax return information from them. So, again, about 90% of our business applications come directly from our agent banks. So that's more of a hand-holding process, which is great. It allows us to get the information from you, so we don't necessarily have to go out to the company because 9 times out of 10, they have a relationship with you already, and you already have access to that information. 5 to 7 is a little bit long. Sometimes it's 3 to 5 business days, again, depending on what we need. But as you can see, the approval rate for our business applications is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 70%. And again, demographics, it could be more, it could be less. And then you all do have the option always to guarantee an account. So you can guarantee a consumer account, or you can provide what we call a standby letter of credit for your business accounts. You don't have to do them for every single one of them. And you have the option to say, nope, we're not going to guarantee that customer. And then we just send a declination letter out to them. Typically, you have somewhere in the neighborhood of about 3 business days to get back to us once you've received that email that the customer has been declined, to get back to us to say, hey, we'd like to guarantee. Please don't send a letter out to the customer. So I do have a question here that says, is there a separate website for bank employees to log in? If it's regards to applications, no, it's going to be the same. We, of course, encourage you all to put the link onto your website so that customers have access to it. We have some banks that put it in both locations, or some financial institutions that put it in both their website and their intranet as well, so that employees have access to it, because we don't print paper applications. That's the only place that you will find kind of like a paper application if you print off the PDF. And we do it so that we can minimize how often we have to tell you to destroy anything that's outdated. And any changes are done on our end, and it's instantaneous. We can literally log in as an administrator, make the change, and there's nothing special that you all have to do other than just clicking on the link. So it will be the same website as customers and employees. So hopefully I answered your question. If not, I'll be opening up the line soon, or you can ask me again within that question area. So thank you for that question. I appreciate that. Some of the things we also provide you with are compliance information. Again, you have access to anything we have pretty much internally, especially with regards to auditing purposes. We will try our best to get you what we can. TCM is governed by the OCC. So we do have all of that information. I've already received a lot of requests from some of the banks so far that are looking for vendor management documents. So please feel free to reach out to me. If you do not have my email, I'll make sure that you do have it, as I will be sending out this presentation. So please feel free to reach back out to me if you do need that. We do have a standard compliance packet with some basic information in it, samples of applications, disclosure, et cetera. But if you all need some specific items outside of that, please make sure you let me know in the email when you send it to me that you need specific items. And our compliance team here will respond back to you. They'll copy me on all of the emails, but they will respond back to you with the information that you've asked for. If you really need to talk directly to our compliance officer, she can also make herself available to you or to your compliance officer as well at any time. Again, we're very open and transparent with regards to what you need, because we do understand the environments and, you know, in terms of regulations and kind of what you guys are going through. I've talked a lot about our customer service. I really wish all of you all had an opportunity to come here and see it. It is not only is it a beautiful place, but the employees do such a great job. They understand community banking. They understand that it's your reputation, that, you know, these are our mutual customers, but ultimately they know that they're accustomed to walking into brick-and-mortar buildings and being able to talk to you. So we try our best to make sure that we provide that same level of service. Our customer service reps are not governed to being on the phone for 2 minutes. So if they have a customer that they need to take 15 or 20 minutes to explain stuff to, they can. If they even need to follow up with that customer, if they're not able to solve it while they're on the phone with them, our customer service reps have the ability to call customers back. They can take the name and number and say, hey, Mr. Smith, we'll call you back once we have a resolution to your issue. So the customer doesn't have to keep calling in and talking to multiple people. Also, our customer service reps will give the customer their name and the extension so the customers can call back and say, hey, can I speak to Wanda? I was talking to her yesterday. And they'll say, absolutely, and they'll transfer you over to that person. So, again, they're empowered to be able to waive fees and do credit line increase, take that information. They can order additional plastics, lost, stolen. There's just a lot of different things our customer service reps are empowered to do. And you know, we're very excited about that, being able to offer that same level of service that you're accustomed to. Now, why TCM? As I stated before, hopefully I've given you all a lot of reasons, hopefully made you a little bit more comfortable with TCM. You don't have to worry about being merged or sold. You don't have to worry about being cross-sold anything. Every dime that TCM makes goes back into the ICBA family, so it goes back into making sure that we keep having regulations that is community bank friendly. TCM is a credit card-only bank. We have the compliance. We provide state-of-the-art features and benefits. We make sure that our product is very competitive. We always remember that it's your name that's on the front of the card. So we're always respectful of that. We're mindful of that. This is a partnership, and that's what we want you to think of it as, that you're part of the family. That's why we make all of our departments accessible to you. You can always utilize client relations. But again, if you need to talk to anyone else internally here, they're always available to you. You can reach out to us. And one of the good things about being an ICBA member, if at any point down the road you all decide that you want to be your own issuer, you want to take this in-house, and you kind of want to do it yourself in your own underwriting, and you're pretty much staffed up for it, you can always approach us and say, hey, TCM, how much are you willing to sell me that portfolio for? And as long as you're an ICBA member in good standing, then we will take that to the bid committee, and we will always come back with a very fair price for you. So again, membership does have its privileges when it comes to, you know, again, being part of the overall ICBA family. Now, before I open up the lines, one of the things I did want to share with you is that TCM has an agent portal, and that agent portal allows you all to have access to basic customer service information. It also allows you to have access to reports. And so, now you all will have the agent portal as well. It doesn't cost you to have the portal. It is a URL that we will send to you. There is a form that will sign up, and you all will choose who will be able to have access. But there's three different levels of access within the agent portal. We have a level for your frontline staff, and the only thing that they'll be able to see is to see basic customer service information, and they will be able to take payments if you choose to take payments. It's not a requirement, but it is definitely an option for you if you would like to do that. We also have a managerial level that will give them full access to everything, and that will be seeing basic customer service information, being able to pull reports, being able to send and receive secure email messages and uploads to us as well. And you'll also be able to download the reports in different formats. And like I said before, if you want to take payments, you'll also be able to do that. And then we also have an executive level, and the only thing that they can do basically is to see the reports, and they'll be able to send and receive secure email messages to us. Now I'm going to log in and give you all an opportunity to see the agent portal. And one of the security features that's built into it that's similar to your e-banking environment, of course, is that it does ask you certain security questions. And it provides you with a security image. And all of this was done at your initial time that you're logging into the agent portal, because we will send you your security information via link, and then you'll click on that link, and then you'll go through the process of basically setting yourselves up in the agent portal, providing your password, et cetera. And then once you do that, you'll be able to log into the agent portal. It does create a cookie on that particular PC that you're logging in from, so that if you ever log into a different PC, or if you have what we call a rolling IP address, then it's going to say, I don't recognize this PC, and you're going to have to go through a passcode verification process as well. I guess they're similar to like your e-banking environment that you have today. Now, depending on what level of access you have, then that will determine what you'll see on the screen. But one of the things that we like to do is in the What's New section, it does allow our marketing folks to include information in there that allows you to kind of see what's going on, something quick. Again, this is real time, so they can go in and upload different things. One of the things that's new, and it always gives you a date, is that our existing folks is going through a penalty fee change, and it allows them to click on there and to see some information about that. We talked about, Costco accepting Visa credit cards. Again, just some marketing stuff to kind of let our agent banks know what's going on. We've been pushing the whole idea of going paperless this entire year. So as well, that's something that we continue to talk about to our agent banks. Along the left-hand side, again, depending on their level of access is what they'll see, where they can take payments if they choose to, our reports. And we provide you with a plethora of reports, and it comes in a different format. You can view it directly on the screen. You can download it in a PDF format, Excel, or even in a .csv file. But reports come to you often daily. You can see daily information out there, especially with regards to applications. So you have applications that's updated during nightly processing. It'll tell you whether it's pending or if it's been approved or if it's been declined. So if you have access to reports, you'll be able to come out here and click on Apps Weekly, be able to click on it and see if the application is out there and what status it's in. And then they also have an Applications Monthly Report. So in that monthly report, it'll show you every application that was submitted for that month, whether it was approved or declined. If you're taking payments, you'll have a branch payment report, our business reports, our quarterly compensation reports. You also have employee report, and those are the employees that have your consumer card. You also have a guarantee report if you're guaranteeing account. Once that account goes to a certain level of delinquency, if we shut it down, then we'll invoice you basically for the full amount. And then we also have one of our products that we have for our business card is called a company expense charge card or a company reward card. It's paid in full every single month, so we call that our pay in full report. So that gives you a list of all of those businesses that are on that specific product. Payments 30, and that's a rolling 30 days worth of payments that have been put into the agent portal. So again, it gives you a plethora of different reports. I have access to all of our corps, so that's the reason why I have a drop-down list here. But you all won't have that. It'll just show your agent ID number. And then we always have a rolling 12 months worth of reports. So as you can see, it goes all the way back to August of last year. We do ask that you are archiving them off somewhere so that as they disappear each month, you won't lose that data if you have to go back and look up any historical information. So it does, again, allow you to do payments. You can even backdate payments up to so many days. It tells you to cut off time for payments. If you want to send and receive secure email messages, you can do that as well. So if you want to put NPI information out there, you can do that. You can put Social Security numbers. You can also put 16-digit account numbers. Again, it's a very secure format. And you can send stuff directly to the credit department, to our customer service, client relations, and the collections department as well. The account inquiry piece, you will either need to have the full 16-digit account number or the customer social security number, and then it does provide you with some basic customer service information. It doesn't give you transaction data, but it does tell you how much they have available, when their payment is due, if their card's been activated, that kind of stuff. And then it also allows you to send and receive secure uploads. So if you took the application from the customer, you want to get it over to the credit department, you can upload it directly into the agent portal. And then if you want to send an additional comment, like this is a rush, it needs to be sent out FedEx, that type of thing, You can also put that in the comment section as well. Whenever you have any messages, it will give you that information here at the top. So that's a quick, showing of what our agent portal looks like to kind of give you an idea of, you know, these are some things that are coming down the pipe for you all. So one of the things I'm about to do is open up the line. So if you don't have any questions, please keep your phone muted so that we don't have the feedback, and it will give the others an opportunity to be able to ask their question and to be able to hear the answer of the question as well. So there was one more question, I think, that came through, and it said, will there be an administrative report to see who in the bank is set up at what level? We have access to that information, and at any given time, you can email client relations and say, Karen, can you please send me a report of all of the folks that are logged into our system, logged into the agent portal today, and what their level is, and I can send that to you. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes, so yes. It doesn't come to you directly, but I do have access to be able to, or client relations has access to be able to send that over to you. So I'm going to open up the line, and again, if you have any questions, please feel free to shout it out at that time. If you don't, keep your phones muted. Any questions?
Karen?
Karen?
Yes.
Karen? Yes.
Is the only way a customer knows they have been approved is getting a call from the bank?
They'll also receive a letter in the mail within about 2 to 3 business days, letting them know that they've been approved.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Karen, we have a question on the standby letter of credit. Is that the same as the guarantee, or are those two separate things?
They're two separate things. The guarantee is for consumer only, and then the standby letter of credit, you have the option of doing for consumer or business, but it's specifically more for business.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Is there a report that shows all cardholders? Yes, there is. It's called the we call it the cardholder journal, and it does list all of your consumer accounts, and we also have one that lists all of your business accounts as well. I think I answered all the questions. The person that asked the question about the employees logging into the website, did I answer that for you? Okay. Were there any additional questions? Gus or Suzanne, did you all have any follow-up things that I may have missed or need to elaborate on?
I think you've covered it quite well. I would reiterate one thing, and that is the accessibility of the staff members at PCM Bank. Outstanding. That will be for our bankers.
Thanks, Gus. Did you have anything, Suzanne? If you're, I don't know, Suzanne, are you on the call?
She may not be. She was actually traveling today.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Gus. I appreciate it. If there are no additional questions, I do want to stress again that I will be sending out a copy of this presentation. I also send out a copy of our latest newsletter so that you can take a look at that. And, you know, please feel free to reach out to me. You will have my contact information. It is currently on the screen as well. It's my direct line to my desk, as well as my email address. And if you need any compliance documentation, you have any further questions, please let me know. As I did state before, this is a transitional phase. This is phase one of that transition. So we will be hopefully migrating into phase two, where we'll reach out to you individually and provide more information about your individual portfolio and how we'll be migrating the cards over, et cetera.
Karen, is there a firm timeline set for all of this? I know you kind of talked about that very early, but we were just wondering if there's any kind of set timeline in any way.
We don't have a set timeline, other than, of course, we hope to have this transition completed by the end of 2016. But we are slowly getting there, definitely. Any other questions?
Do you have a 24-hour toll-free customer service line?
I think you said, do we have a 1-800 number for our customer service?
Yes, for 24 hours.
Yes, we do. After hours, the calls roll over into our vendor, and they take those calls after hours and on the weekends. So customers will always have access to be able to talk to someone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? I do apologize for the echo. I'm not for sure what happened and why. But, again, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me at any time. I thank you all for participating. I look forward to getting to know each of you individually as we go through this process. And you all have a great rest of your Thursday. Take care.
Thank you. The organizer has disconnected, and this conference will continue for 60 minutes.